Welcome to the Heart to Heart Spiritual Direction Podcast with Father Michael Stalla, Spiritual Advisor of Hope's Garden. At Hope's Garden, it is all about the heart of Christ the Bridegroom, and how His love is healing our hearts, marriages, and families. You can learn more about the Bridegroom at hopesgarden.com.
Many of you know by now, it takes out of high school 9 years to be a priest, and I did all 9 years. So I'm known as a lifer, and it's a third of my life, basically. So took a lot of classes, a lot of lectures, a lot of readings, a lot of paper writing, and there was one line that was said to me in class. I don't even remember which professor it was or what class it was in, but the professor said this one line that of all the lines that I've heard, all the lectures that I've heard almost a decade of school, it's to this day, it struck me, and it shocked me to some extent, but it also opened the door to so many understandings of our faith. And this is what he said. He almost said it so nonchalantly too. He said, when we are at Mass, we do not pray to Jesus. When we're at Mass, we do not pray to Jesus. I was like, sorry? What are you talking about? What do you mean we don't pray to Jesus? I'm a Christian. You know, this is the most important thing that we do as Catholics. What do you mean we're not supposed to pray to Jesus at Mass? And his point was that if you listen to the prayers of the Mass attentively, most 99% of them, there's a couple exceptions, but generally speaking, they are directed to God the Father. We pray to the Father. We don't pray to Jesus. Why is this such a big deal? Because this is the crux of what it means to be Catholic, and it has a lot to do with what we celebrate today in this Feast of the Ascension. The point is to say that every Mass is like the Ascension. In other words, the Ascension is, of course, Jesus being taken up into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father. That's what the Mass is. The Mass is not about praying to Jesus. It's not about being entertained. It's not about receiving things or getting anything out of it. It's not about having fun or having a good time. It's the Ascension. There's another priest in the seminary who used to say, when people would come to him and say, Father, I just find the Mass so boring and I don't get anything out of it. I don't know if you have this perception. I've heard this a lot as a priest. He would say to them every single time, good. You're not supposed to get anything out of it. That's not the point of you being here. See, part of the problem, I think, is what we have is we're like the disciples in the first reading, where after Jesus is ascended into heaven, they just stand there staring up at the sky as like mere spectators. And I would say comfortably, unfortunately, that most Catholics at Mass are merely spectators. Many times what we tend to do is we kind of look up and we just sit in our pew or we stand or we kneel and we're kind of observing what is happening, rather than taking part in the divine action that is happening at every single Mass. What is happening at Mass? This is the reality of what's going on. You and I are the body of Christ. We all know this. Paul talks about this in his letters. This is very theological. I'm going to get a little theological here, but so buckle in, but it's going to be fine. It's for a good purpose, hopefully. Hopefully this will enrich your prayer life. So we are the body of Christ. By virtue of our baptism, right, we have died with Christ. We have risen with him into new life. That was the day that we became a Christian, is when we were baptized. We were free from original sin. We're a disciple of Jesus Christ. When you come up to communion and the minister holds the host in front of you and says, the body of Christ, and you say, amen, you're saying a couple things there. One, you're saying, amen, I believe that this is the body of Christ I'm about to receive. You're also saying, amen, I am the body of Christ. Like the body of Christ, you're the body of Christ, amen, I believe that. The blood of Christ, are you the blood of Christ? Amen, yes, I agree, so be it. So when we receive the Eucharist in a very real way, we become united to the one body of Christ. What do we do with that bread and wine? We raise it up to the Father. That bread and wine that's back there, first it was wheat and it was grapes. And that wheat was crushed and ground down and brought to the fire. The grapes were crushed, fermented to become wine. That's you and me. We've been crushed. We've been brought down in our own sinfulness. And now we are offered up on this altar as the body of Christ, literally. And we raise it up to the Father, and he makes all things new. That's the ascension, that Jesus is being raised up into heaven to make all things new, to continue his divine work. That's what's going on at every single Mass. So every single Mass is this time where the human and the divine come together in a very real way. This is not a passive thing that's going on. It's happening all the time, all over the world. That's why the Mass, the Catholic Mass, is so different than other Christian denominational services. In other denominations, there's praise, there's worship, there's songs, there's sermons, and these kinds of things. But they don't see it as this mystical reality that's happening every single time Mass is going on. But we're not going to get that or understand it if we're just passive, or we just sit in the stands, if you will, and observe what's going on up here in the sanctuary. That's why there's a dialogue between the priest and you. That's why we do everything together. That's why I say, may my sacrifice and yours, right, be brought up to the Father. Everything is done to the Father. So when we come to Mass and those gifts are brought up forward by members of the community, it's a reminder that it represents the community. It represents you and me. And then when I receive that, as collectively as the body of Christ, we raise ourselves up. That's why the priest acts in the person of Christ. You are the members. That's what Paul says, right? So in the gospel, they get it right. Jesus ascends into heaven, and they don't just stand there looking up as spectators. What do? They go out there, and they proclaim the gospel. They heal the sick. They give good news to the poor. I mean, they're drinking deadly things and not dying. They're taking up serpents. I'm not there yet. Maybe you're there. That's great. But we're going to get there, right? We're going to do greater works than even God himself has done. So part of this feast is that it's so important to realize what's happening here. And of all the feasts of the church, I would say it's one of the most underrated and most misunderstood, because it falls in between Easter and Pentecost. We don't really think a whole lot about it. Jesus ascended into heaven. We say it every time we proclaim the creed, which is great. But do we understand that the ascension is what we take part in a sense, every single time Mass is going on? So here's what I would like you to do. Two things. One, the rest of this Mass, I encourage you as much as possible to focus on the words that are being prayed by myself as well as you. And notice how, generally speaking, they are offered to the Father through Christ, made in part by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will be amazed as to how many times the Father is the one who is referenced. Number two, take to prayer this week and meditate and really think about, what does it mean that when you come here every day of the resurrection, that you are taking part as a member of the body of Christ in the ascension? What does that mean for you? Are you aware of it? Are you entering into the prayer and the songs of the church as an offering up of yourself to God? Not merely here to receive something or to be entertained, but are you aware that you are taking part in the sacrifice and offering yourselves up? Because if you do those two things, if you're aware of the prayers that you're praying and you're aware of the mystical reality that's happening at Mass, the Mass will just open up for you and it will be not boring anymore. I promise you that. St. John Vianney said, if we truly understood the Mass, we would die of joy. Think about that. If we really understood what happens, we would die of joy. Are we aware of these things? So brothers and sisters, may we be aware of the ascension, the fact that we take part in it and grow into it. So may we not stand there looking up in the sky as spectators, but may we enter into this great reality of the ascension and therefore enter into the heavenly kingdom, because that's the ultimate goal of our life, is to be with the Father. May we do that today and find good fruit.